Rage Against the Washing Machine, How to Divvy Up Chores. H and I have been in a fight for 2 days and haven't been talking. The silence is amazing. Anonymous, from the confessional section of the motherhood blog, Scary Mommy. One evening, I swing by my sister Dinah's house in the New Jersey suburbs. Her two daughters have had late sports practice and have just finished their dinner of hurriedly microwaved pizza bagels. Dinah, who commutes from Manhattan, has arrived home at her usual hour of 7 p.m. Her husband Patrick finishes his shift in food service in the afternoon, so he handles school pickup. In their cozy yellow kitchen, bright with family photographs and kids' artwork, Dinah is eating a bowl of cereal, still in her work clothes, as the girls retreat to their rooms. I am helping myself to some Girl Scout Thin Mints I have excavated from their pantry. Dinah and Patrick listen, eyes round, as I tell them about our harrowing trip to have our hair blown back by Terry Real. "Wait, you paid a lot of money to get yelled at?" says Patrick, sitting down at the kitchen table and brushing aside a pile of manuscripts that Dinah has brought home. Jokey and gregarious, Patrick likes to hold forth on his twin passions, the New York Giants and smoked meats of all varieties. As I work my way through 5 more cookies, I explain that Tom and I don't want to waste our waning years together enmeshed in a petty war. "You get to be in midlife, and you realize your time is finite," I say, dispensing my trademark oldest sibling wisdom with a world-weary air. Patrick gawps at me. "You guys could have just taken that money and gone to the Bahamas together." "Yes, but then we would have come back to the same problems," I say. "I've always viewed couples therapy as a costly last stop before divorce court," I tell them, "but our communication had become so muddled and highly charged that we were deadlocked. Terry Real identified our problems and provided a plan to break that deadlock. Instead of attacking each other, he had us attack, together, the polarizing cycle in which we had become trapped." "Caught in the laser beams of Real's penetrating gaze," I went on, "we had no choice but to share our true, unguarded feelings, a process therapists call empathic joining, instead of taking our usual shots at each other. When Real guided us to some common emotional ground, we were able to at last begin to open up lines of communication that had been closed for a long while." "Terry shook up Tom so badly that he started doing the dishes the night we came home," I say to Dinah. "He just silently got up and grabbed us."